Friday, December 13th. Yesterday, I took my first class ever at Orange Theory. I'm sure you know of it. It's a nationwide workout class brand, whatever you want to refer to it as, but I think they're everywhere. And I've just been, you know, trying new things out, and especially those where you can take advantage of a free first class or like a great package deal, like $25 for your first three classes at this bike place I did last week. And last month I did, you know, three yoga classes for $45, whatever, you know, like everyone has these intro package deals. So it's a great way to, try workouts out and see what you like, without, you know, breaking the bank, because these New York workouts are so ridiculously pricey. And actually, that brings me, quick aside here, as I was leaving Orange Theory, I was like, these are all franchises. I wonder if, you know, the Orange Theory in Iowa is the same price per class as the one in New York. Like, does that stuff come down from the mothership? Like, it has to be consistent. Is it the franchise, at the franchise's wishes? Like, they can just choose to make the price whatever? Or is it somehow based on, you know, location? Like, New York is most expensive and Iowa is least expensive. No, not fronting on Iowa here whatsoever. You know, go get your shit done. Work that shit out. Anyway, I don't know the answer to that. So, Orange Theory, what it is, it's like a, you know, combination of, if you've been to Barry's boot camp, it reminded me of that a little bit. So it was like half the class was switching between a rowing machine and floor exercises with weights, like squats, Turkish get-ups, rows with the, you know, with the dumbbells, bicep curls, things like that, mountain climbers, you know, all to a pattern with timing and whatnot. And then the other half of the class was on the treadmill, not just straight through, but like, you know, let's now climb a hill, like, you know, the same way a SoulCycle would be with bike. Now we're going to climb a hill, now we're going to sprint, now we're going to ease up, that whole thing. And so like half the class is doing one part, half the class is on the treadmill, and then you switch for the second half. So I really liked it, actually. And there, I guess, the unique selling proposition of Orange Theory is the tech. So they give you a heart monitor to put on your arm while you're working out, and then there's a big screen that's showing what zone you're in, and it's all color-driven. There are five different zones, and ideally you want to be in, you guessed it, orange. But green is pretty good. You want to be in green for, you know, X percent of the workout, orange for X percent, or red. That red's like when it gets a little scary. If you're feeling a little too crazy when you're in a red, you should need that. You should like slow down your speed, you know. But it basically measures what your heart's doing throughout the whole class. And then afterwards you get a graph and you can look and see, all right, this is what I did. That's good. That's bad. I should need to ease up. I need to go harder, whatever it is. Personally, for my first class, my metrics were outstanding. I'm grading very high in the draft coming up after my combine workout here. Will I go back? I don't know. It's more probably a cost prohibitive thing and not in walking distance thing rather than liking it or not liking it. I enjoy the workout. I enjoy most of those workouts. Like, the only ones I don't really love is the cycling, because it's just, my foot always hurts in the bike, and it's just 45 minutes of kind of like the same thing to me. I like the switching and moving around and doing different parts of your body. I'm kind of into that. Anyhow, Orange Theory, I recommend checking it out. I'm sure there's one somewhere near you. Peace.